Tom. This is Gordon W2TDT, and this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Technical Net. Are there any stations with emergency or priority traffic? Please call K2BAR. That's a good answer. Okay. Good evening, everyone. Sorry for the late start on the net. Dinner ran long, but it was lovely. I hope everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving Day. God knows we did. I will be mobile during the period of the net. That shouldn't be too much of a problem. We should be able to keep track of what's going on. In any case, this net is a weekly net on a frequency of 146.835. This net is not having a conversation about amateur radio, electronics, computers, telecommunications, the natural sciences and arts that we practice as amateur radio operators. It's about the things we've done, the things we aspire to do, things, of course, we never want to do again. So we fun to talk about those. It's also an opportunity to present things for sale, swap, or wanted. So feel free to engage appropriately for that. In any case, we check in by giving our call sign, our name, and then we indicate whether we have a question, comment, sale, swap, or wanted item, some combination of those things, or none of the above. You might ask, why none of the above? Well, purpose of that is to allow people to frame the net for your interest. And we can't do that if we don't know you're there. So it's kind of a courtesy thing to let us know who's listening and who's out there. So we do hope you'll check in. Let's see. We also have a couple other things you should be aware of. We have a Yahoo group called the ComTech Group, Charlie Oscar Mike, Tango Echo Charlie Hotel, Golf Romeo Oscar Uniform Pa, ComTech Group. ComTech Group is a Yahoo group. It's a closed Yahoo group, so you won't be spammed. And we hope that you'll use that as a way to disseminate information, maybe useful URLs that you came upon, link to other resources, posting of documents, etc. We appreciate that. It's also an opportunity to announce upcoming events. And there are a couple of upcoming events. One is the Barra Dinner, which is a week from this Sunday. And while the deadline is essentially passed, if you are interested, email K2 Delta Sierra Lima, about that, and I'm sure he'll do what he can to get you accommodated. There's a discounted fee for members and their immediate family, and then there's a slightly higher fee for those who are not members of Barra and not related to a member. The other nice thing that's going on is the Fairlawn auction is tomorrow, Friday, as it always is on Black Friday. It will be at the Senior Citizens Center in Fairlawn, not the community center where we normally meet. And hopefully you will come and bring your stuff. It must be amateur radio related in one form or another. And also, of course, you're welcome to bring your money. There'll also be tables for a silent auction, things that might be too small, or clusters of things that are too small that you might want to take a bid for, so that way we don't have to waste valuable time doing, auction of a $2 item. Was there another station? Okay, hopefully someone got a lock on that guy. All right. With no further ado, let's begin our check-in process. Stations and call signs begin with the letter Whiskey. Please call K2BAR with your call sign, your name, and to get with you.
question, comment, for sale software wanted item, or none of the above. Please call K2PAR.
W2PDQ, Clifton, New Jersey. Happy Thanksgiving, Gordon.
Thank you, Richard. Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. Any other whiskeys?
Good evening, Gordon. This is Jim, WA2UMP in Pearl River, and have a question this evening.
I have you, Jim. Good with the question. Thank you very much. Any other whiskeys? Okay, kilos. Alrighty. How about alphas? Alrighty. And Novembers. This might be a thin net, but we're always good for that. Any other stations, any call signs?
Whiskey Bravo 2, Uniform, Uniform Delta.
Whiskey Bravo 2, Uniform, Uniform Delta. Your name again? I forget. You checked in recently, and I apologize for not remembering.
Oh, good evening to all. Happy Thanksgiving. My name again is Larry, Lima Alpha, Romeo, Romeo Yankee.
Okay, Larry, and your intentions, I'm sorry.
Is there going to be a swap meet on the system tonight?
Yes, for sale swap or wanted items are always welcome to be posted. So you can do that in a moment. Are you wishing to do so?
Affirmative.
Okay, we'll get to you in a moment. Excellent. Alrighty, any other stations, any call signs? Alrighty, well, just FYI again, tomorrow is the Fairlawn auction. And we'll be done in a somewhat different format, so we hope that you'll look forward to that. And get on with the with liquidating some of your surplus goodies and treasures. It'll be at the Senior Citizens Center in Fairlawn tomorrow. I would advise coming around 6. I think auctioning is going to start at 7. Alrighty, with no, and KJI will be there with some treasure trove of stuff. So with no further ado, Larry, I'm going to have you go first. You have a for sale item, swap item of some sort. So BB2UUD, WE2DDGK2BR.
Alrighty, I've got a few items over here. This is WB2UUD. I have two light new in the box, Yaesu Victor X-Ray 177. They're 440 rigs, HTs. Two of those, and then Yaesu 208R, an older unit with leather carry case, desk charger, battery pack, and so forth. A couple of Larson 450 to 470 whips, brand new. A couple of Kenwood dynamic mics. One Kenwood Tango Mic 241 Alpha, one Tango Mic, and that's a 2-meter mobile, and a dual band mobile, Tango Mic 732 Alpha. And then some HTs, ICOM IC 2 Alpha Tango, Kenwood Tango Hotel 21 Alpha Tango, the standard Charlie 155 Alpha, the Radio Shack HT, Hotel Tango X-Ray dash 202.
Wow. Very nice. Very nice. Quite a list. Larry, if you have that list electronically, you might want to post it to the ComTech group. Send it to me. And I'll post it to the ComTech group and a few other places. Just make sure you include what you're asking for them and contact information. That might be a good thing. But it's quite a laundry list and a very nice one at that.
Oh, there's more. I just didn't want to put everybody to sleep. Give me your contact information. I have it on the Microsoft Word document. I can send it over to you.
That's perfect. Sure, it's whiskey2tango at AWRL.net.
Very good. I'll have it out in a few minutes.
All righty. And I'll also hook up with the ComTech group. I can also relay it to, like, Ham for Sale and a few other lists. There's a Red Cross list. There's PC Aries, Racy's list. We'll accept those kinds of things. So, you know, that's good stuff. Do you want to continue with your list, or were you running the risk of putting people to sleep?
Just a couple more items over here. Let's see. B&W Lopez filter, a new antenna specialist wall mount for vehicle, Hustler mobile tilt-over mast with resonators for 10, 15, and 40 meters. Let's see, I've got two Unident UHF HTs, they're 450 to 470, model Alpha Papa Uniform, 44 Romeo, three Unident 25-watt UHF mobile rigs with PL, and I think there's three more other Unident radios, also UHF. Those think about either 10 or 12 channel mobile radios, too.
Yeah, depending on what you're looking for those things, you might want to bring them in the auction tomorrow. But, yeah, either way. Sure. For the low-pass filter, you might want to specify the cutoff frequency. People who have 6-meter rigs can know whether they can use it or not. Alrighty, that's quite a good list. Anybody have any inquiries for Larry? It is a little sparse, Larry, but okay. Very, very good. We will circulate that for you, no problem.
Well, thank you very much. Is it me, or is it the repeater unusually noisy tonight?
Repeater sounds fine here. I'm in my mobile in my driveway.
Okay. Because I tried the my HT, and it was noisy, and I have a gain antenna on the roof, and it's also noisy. So maybe it's just my location.
It's fine here. Anybody else have any observations about the repeater?
Gordon, this is Jim, WA2UMP. Last week I noticed it was a little noisy. Usually I hit it. I could practically throw a stone at it. But last week folks were saying my audio was low and it was a little noisy. This week it sounds okay. There is a tiny bit of noise coming in on your signal, Gordon. It's not quite, you know, full quieting, as you might expect. Then again, not really an issue. I wouldn't have said anything unless Larry brought it up.
Okay, I just moved a little bit forward. Does this help?
Negative. You know what it is? I hear a little bit of hash static in the background. Larry, is that what you're hearing?
Affirmative. I've got the same thing. The whole repeater is coming in noisy, and I took my HT, and it actually sounded a little bit better, which is hard to believe, than the mobile rig in my home with an external antenna up on the roof. So maybe it's just the Thanksgiving day and all the turkeys are flying around blocking the RF.
This is Jim with an observation. Larry is coming in better than Gordon. Larry, what is your QTH?
Yeah, well, Jim, you sound full quieting. Larry, you've got a little bit of hiss on your signal when you transmit, but nothing that I would, you know, get concerned about. But I did notice that, so maybe that's what is going on here. Who knows? Brady, anybody else on the subject of Larry's list?
Larry, just out of curiosity, you said you had some 440 Larson whip antennas. Just out of curiosity, can you describe what you have? Go ahead.
Absolutely. Let me just bring up the list again of the amps. I'm ready to print it out for everybody. Here we go. There's two brand new in the bag, I guess. Larson 5.5 dB. And the model number is Nancy Mike Oscar 450 Charlie Hotel Whiskey. It's a coil in the center with an NMO base.
And how long is it? Go ahead.
Well, it says 450 to 470 on it, but they're tunable, and they're 5.5 dB.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, depending on what you're asking for, I might be interested in them. How tall are they?
I would say they're probably, I can measure them. Hold on, I got one over here. Looks like it's about 30 inches. If you want an exact measurement, I can get it for you.
No, that's fine. Okay, well, very good. Anything else, Larry? Anything else?
Flex?
They're about 30 inches, Gordon. And the repeater's really noisy. If you had a question, please say again.
I asked if you had anything more.
I'm going to go out to my my car. Maybe it'll come in a little bit better. I'll be back in 1 minute.
He's almost full fighting. I don't know. I can't tell the difference. I don't even hear the hiss on. I heard one before. So I don't know what's going on with Larry. All right, very good. Jim, WAJUMP, K2BAR, what's your question, sir?
Yeah, okay. It sounds, this is probably going to sound like a real simple problem, but it turned out to be a little bit more involved than I thought. I have a mag mount, a diamond, that I use for handhelds. It's geared up to 20 watts or so. And it worked. It did work very well. It uses LMR 100, and it has an SMMA male on it, a connector on the end. However, the connector broke off, and I need to attach a new SNMA male. Let me drop for a second. So I thought it was going to be straightforward, and I called Davis RF, which was a firm that was recommended by Randy. And usually they're pretty helpful. I bought a crimper there that I used with my 440 coax. I'm sorry, with my LMR 240 coax, and it worked quite well. And I asked him what I would need to solder that on, and could I use the crimper that I have? And he said no, and they didn't have a crimper, and it was difficult to fasten the SNMA male on, and they didn't have a solution. So as mundane and simple as this sounds, it sounds like there's a little bit more involved in fastening a new SNMA male connector onto that LMR 100, which is a small coax similar to the RG-174 in width, in diameter. So I'm wondering, how can I fasten that a new connector on? Should I solder? Should I crimp? What would be the procedure, if you have any ideas? Back to you, Gordon.
WB to UUD, back.
You sound fine, Larry. Okay. Well, Tim, it says SMA. So an SMA connector at a tenth of an inch is pretty tiny. It's RG-174, like it's probably... even small, well, I know it's smaller than UT-141. It's like UT-100. So, you're going to have to find the connector. And if it's crimped, you're going to have to carefully set about fixing it. And if it's not a crimp, you just solder the center conductor and then the shield, and you're done with it. What's the installation on the coax?
I can walk over and take a look at it. Give me a second. Let me go in and inspect it. Stand by 1 second.
Gordon, what's interesting to note is that I'm in my car, and the repeater's still noisy here also. And everyone's noisy. It must be my location.
Get away with all sorts of grief. But I'm also curious the sheathing's like and the like. And do you even have a connector to put on? That's the other question. Small SMA connectors. You might be able to use RG-174 type connectors on this stuff, but you're going to be in for a real challenge either to solder or to crimp. But it's easier to solder to plumb insulated cable. It just tends to be a bit more forgiving on the heat.
Alright, I'm inspecting it. It has the inner insulation is white, probably Teflon. And then, of course, you have the outer braid, and that's covered with the usual black insulation. and that's about the best I could describe it. I did order, they had some SMAs that could crimp on, and I don't have the tool, so I may have to fudge it a bit with a pair of pliers and solder a little bit. But that's the best I could do, and the technician didn't have a solution. I'd hate to have to throw this out. It's a $29 antenna, just because I don't have a connector. That would be a real shame.
NJ2BS, repeat.
Let me ask a question. Could you take the antenna? You needs an SMA, correct?
Yes. I got bare coax. It used to have an SMA mail on it, and that broke off.
All right, so let me start again. The connector on the antenna is still intact, or this is just to use the pigtail that you have that came with it?
It's hardwired to the antenna. There's no connector at the antenna, but at the far end, the end that connects to the radio, that's the piece that broke. And that's the piece I have to either solder or crimp. And the other is hardwired. The connection at the antenna is hardwired.
Okay. So there's no connector on the end of the pigtail right now, and you need the pigtail to make it all go. Well, then I would simply try to close up the connector like you were saying. UT100, it's RG. I mean, you can look up what RG, you know, what tenth of an inch Teflon equivalent of RG174, and, you know, look for a connector for it. That'll be fairly easy. The other big question is, you need not replace it with an SMA male or female. You can replace it with something else, like a BNC, if you so desire.
I could, but then I would have to use an adapter because all my radios, all my handhelds have the SMA, so it's nicer to have the mating connector for it. Otherwise, it would have to go into to an adapter, which is less elegant. Doable, but less elegant.
Certainly. Okay. Anybody else have any suggestions?
Well, I do have the crimp-on connector. I have two of those on the way, and I can try to gently crimp it with a pair of pliers, and hopefully I won't distort the outer dimension. Gently crimp it a bit and put a dab of solder on it, and hope for the best. And I did get some heat shrink that would fit this, and I'll cover it with that. So I may have to settle for the old-fashioned kludge. Now, years ago, that's basically the way I used to do it. But now that I've been around for a while, I like to do it the right way. But I may have to settle for a kludge this time.
Well, keep in mind, you don't want to be exercising that connector very much either. So what you may want to do is, you know, get something that's sturdy, that's proper, etc. And then, you know, maybe to, as I said, a BNC male or female, whatever makes sense for you, and then just use an adapter pigtail that you can bounce around and be flexing and things like that. That way everything will be the same as you suggest. So that's another thought to consider. All righty. Anything else?
No, that's about it. All right, I'll give it a shot. We'll see what happens. Thank you.
Okay, are there any other stations checking into the net tonight? Please call QTPR. Okay, I'm going to put you guys on the spot a bit. What is it in amateur radio that you're thankful for this year? And while I put you on the spot, I will not just dump it to one of you immediately. I will tell you what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for the Arden software and how it's progressed this last year or two, and the deployments we've managed to pull off various large, high-profile events. I'm also
thankful for the excitement that my wife has for working the New York City Marathon and working her first New York City Marathon, where she was actually deployed for it. She has been supportive over the years when I have worked at many other events. It's the first time she actually got to come to the marathon. And also to be in that control on her first time out. She did a fantastic job, and I'm really proud of her. And to FWI, you love my life, and but kudos to you for doing great, great things. Getting yourself an invitation to come back and help next year. So that was pretty cool. Let's see. I'm thankful of just an oblique reference to amateur radio that my son John made today when he was visiting. He said, you know, because his name is John Beatty, there's a pavilion up online. So he gave somebody at work his call sign as a alphanumeric string and said, look that up. And then the guy said, oh, that's you. And he said, yep, that's me. So, all of a sudden, several people at work got very excited about amateur radio, a young man who's a student at Poly in New York. So that's pretty cool. And I've been thankful for all of you and for those of you who've covered the net when we've had some distractions. And I appreciate that no end. So that's my spiel. Let's see, anybody want to take a go for what they're thankful for? This is KDBAR.
W2PDQ.
Go ahead, Rich.
I'm really thankful for all those deployed in Farawayistan. I sent a couple packages to some people. All these people out there protecting our nation, I have the utmost thanks for them.
Oh, yeah, I was more thinking in terms of amateur radio, but sure. I'm also pleased with the output of the outcome of the election, but if you want to know the truth. But our armed forces and our police officers and other emergency service personnel put their lives on the line every day to keep us safe and free. And we are under siege, it seems. So, yes, absolutely. Anything else, Richard?
No, the only thing is, my nephew is a communication technician, got promoted, but I'm surprised that he's a CT and still doesn't know Morse code. Hey, everybody have a nice Thanksgiving. You too, Gordon. Bye-bye.
All righty. Very good. That's a great, great answer. All right. Any other guys? Jim, you want to go for it?
NJ2BS. Repeat.
Sure, Gordon. I'll take a shot at that. Sometimes it's the simple things in life that I'm thankful for, and I'm sure that scenario fits a lot of other people. I have a modest station, but I'm able to make a lot of contacts with it, and with the radios I do have, I cover from 160 all the way up to 440. I have DMR, C4FM, and D-Star. I don't use D-Star as much anymore, but I use C4FM and DMR. And in those two modes, I make a lot of contacts and talk with people all over. And it's easy to get on the air at night and get on the radio, make some quick contacts, and then get off and take care of other things. So, I'm thankful for the all of the people that I've met in the area. Whenever I get on the radio now, I know at least two-thirds of them. So I'm thankful for the relationships that have developed with all the folks out there in the area. And with that, I'll turn it back to Net Control.
Alrighty, very good. Larry, how about you?
Well, Gordon, I'm thankful for the people that I've met over the years. I'm also thankful that when you termed a ham radio operator, there's a bit of a, I don't know what to use the word, snobbish. But that's not snobbish. It's an elite group that commands more respect than the average person out there. Because we know it's behind the little black cabinet sitting on your desk or in your car. And through the years, I've been fortunate enough to design and build a lot of my own equipment, which gives me the confidence that there's basically nothing out there that if I want to do something, I accomplish it as good or better than anybody else. And ham radio has helped me to do that. It's also nice to know that when there's a major catastrophe, we have to have the best communication systems out there. And when the cell sites go down, the power goes down, they look to us to help communicate. I'm actually part of the Rockland County Sheriff's Department, and we offer our hand and our expertise in times of emergency, and they respect us for that. Back over to you, Gordon.
Well, I'm going to echo Walter comments. Those are really good comments. I'll give you one more. We had a drive-by from middle son and his wife today, and then was by for a couple hours, actually, long drive by. They even brought their pet rabbit with them, which is always fun. Watching my dogs cower at the presence of a rabbit is hysterical. And, but I was looking at our three old grown-up sons all over our hands. Not very active, but they get it. And, of course, my wife and I are both hams. It was interesting to observe that they each have had their world expanded because of amateur radio in one way or another. But the other thing I noted was that this week I was blessed to have my 50th patent grant. And that comes as a result of working for Bell Labs, AT&T Labs, and now AT&T. All the same job, different titles of the company over time. But the bottom line is that the opportunity to be able to make these, you know, innovations were almost all a direct result of amateur radio, starting with having the job in the first place. Came from packet radio and X25 and AX25 and various other things, and doing EME and all sorts of other things over the years. So I feel very fortunate to have such a diverse invention portfolio. I've been asked on more than one occasion, in what area do your patents fall? These are usually from people who are, you know, very, very, accomplished researchers in their own right, and who I look up to in many ways, and they're surprised with the diversity, and that comes from a ham and having, you know, the opportunity to try different things, and yeah, as you mentioned, Larry, building your own stuff and come up with your own solution and knowing what's behind the black box, right? So that's all good. Anybody else want to comment it, either from scratch or again? Alrighty. Well, gentlemen, it has been a pleasure. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about before we secure? Well, I'd like to thank you all for joining us today for the TechNet on this Thanksgiving Day evening. And I'm thankful for all of you, for your participation, not just tonight, but other nights as well, and for what you've contributed to the community, both on this net and beyond. I look forward to working with you again, and we have much to be thankful for as we move toward Christmas. Pardon me, Hanukkah and New Year's. Pardon me, I got the little threats, a bit of the burps here. Hiccups. But anyway, you take care, and God bless. This is W2TTTK2BAR. Hopefully we'll see you guys at the Fairlawn auction tomorrow. Godspeed.
73, and thanks for running the net tonight, Gordon. WA2UMP, I'll be listening out.
And gentlemen, have a good Thanksgiving, and we'll see you tomorrow at that auction. WB2UUD.
Yeah, Larry, make sure you run up and holler at me. I'm a large, balding, sandy-haired guy with a gray-white or gray-dark beard. Probably wearing some form of red shirt like half the members of Fairlawn. So hopefully we'll get to shake hands. We have met before, but it has been a long time. WB2UUD, WA2UMP, W2PDQ, W2TDD.
Very good, Greg. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow. WB2UUD.
NJ2BS. Repeat.
Landline control.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS, repeat. NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
I'm over here, K2OOL.
Yeah.
Oh, you're loud over here.
I gotta store this one. Is there a CT on this or just a tone?
Wow, you're loud over here. I like this. Yeah, it's 151.4.
I mean, is there a receive tone? I mean, receive tone or just an input tone?
I think it has a receive tone. Yeah, I think it's one the same thing. What a receive tone anyway, KD2CBB. Hey, you sound good over here too. I could talk on this one better. Nice time. You sound real good over here, Todd. You're crystal clear.
Yeah, well, it sounds better. The quality of it sounds better.
Yeah, it's in a different location. I told you, I got a little bit of a problem going to the Armstrong Tower. Something interferes. Lately, I've had a lot of EMI from the Weka machine. I couldn't even understand what they were saying last night. Tonight, though, I was like, whoa, it's almost back to normal. So whatever it is, I hope it goes away. What do you think, Brian? Doesn't he sound a lot better over here? He's crystal clear over here.
Yeah. A lot better. You sound louder too. Actually, you're almost too loud now. Like I think I'm at the lower of my volume.
How's that better?
Yeah, it's better.
Okay, I hope that's better. I'm only doing 5 watts. That's weird. Now you sound tinny, Todd. How do you sound tinny when you do less wattage? That's weird. How'd you do that? How did I sound what when I use less wattage? I'm up 5 watts. Oh, okay. Oh, I know what happened. You hit another, got multiple voting, receivers. I know what happened. No, you sound fine. Okay, there you go. There's less low end here than on the other machine. I think there's actually a shift upwards in the entire frequency range for the voices, by the way. So that changes the dynamic as well.
Yeah, I like this. Sounding good.
Yeah, this used to be part of the W2UHF repeater, 448875. And then there used to be a
another. Repeat, they were all together, and now they're all separate.
Oh, okay. That sounds good.
Well, they're all power repeaters, aren't they?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Well, if you do a search, you know, Bergen Amateur Radio Association Weekly Nut, boom. And well, I thought all those repeaters were, you know, were there. This is where they're holding the tuck net on Thursdays now at 9 o'clock. So, I don't know. I thought they were all power repeaters.
On 835?
Artie, what's the name of this repeater?
It goes NJ2BS repeater. Yeah, like I said, it's right on the corner of New Jersey and New York, so to me, I think it's a good idea.
You said N2JBS?
No. NJ, November, Juliet, number 2, Bravo, Sierra.
You said no, this machine doesn't use often?
Wait a minute, what was that, New Jersey 2BS? Actually, that sounds about right.
Yeah, it says with over X amount of hours of BS, that's what it says.
Okay, I still didn't get that, just repeat it one more time.
The NJ, like New Jersey, 2, the number 2, and then BS, as in, well, you know.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
So you're saying that this is located where the Jersey-New York line is on the Hudson?
I know it's right on the border. It might be in, what the heck is it called, Spring Valley, New York or something, whatever that is in the corner, Spring Valley or something like that. But it's got a really, really good range, let me tell you.
I'm looking it up right now. I think it's in Pearl River.
That's it, Pearl River, I can think of it.
What, Pearl River?
Yeah, yep.
Okay, so it's on the other side, the dark side of the Hudson, just south of the Tappan Zee, both of them.
Well, I think I got a pretty good shot at it. It's pretty much straight to the west. So I don't know, it didn't say the address of it here, otherwise I could check it on the map.
Try hitting this with the, try putting this into the UV-82 and hitting it with nothing, just the walkie-talkie.
No, I'm not, I've already forgot how to program the radio. I have to refresh myself. And I'll do it with the GHF-6.
NJ2BS, repeat.
A2OL. Yeah, try the F6.
Yeah, hello?
Wow, is that you? How many watts is that?
Half a watt.
Oh, no, that's I think you need a little more. Try 5 watts and then go down.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you now. It's not as good as your bass, though. Your bass is terrific.
You got some light noise, just a touch of crackle, but you're understandable with no problem.
With the HD you're saying, right?
Yeah. You do your one-way crossband, or whatever. What do they call, now that I can hear you really good, what do they call that one-way crossbanding?
Lock band repeat.
Yep, that's what it is, you just said it.
Lack? L-A-C-K?
No, lock.
Oh, lock band repeater. I wonder if mine does that. I'll have to look.
When I saw that, I said, what the? It's it. I had no idea what the heck that was. And then, okay, I get it now.
Yeah, I don't know. I never heard of that either, but I know my 742 Kenwood did it. I thought I looked on those Black Friday deals. I didn't see anything
on the Bofeng again. I forgot. I don't feel like looking.
VR, the one you like? They're out of stock on it for some reason, so they must have some heck of a price.
What are you trying to do with the Bofeng?
Well, I wanted to see how he hit this with the Bofeng, but he said he forgot how to program it.
I'm trying to do it right now. Give me a second.
Yeah, you gotta program that like every day, otherwise you forget.
I don't know. I think the only thing I keep forgetting is how to go from VFO mode to memory mode with the WOSM. That's the one thing. I have to, like, push something and then push something else, and then it works. And I'm like, wait, what did I just push? And then that's the one I can't remember.
Yeah, the UV-82, you gotta hold the button in and turn it on to go from VFO to memory mode, which is a pain in the, you know what, 220F.
Nah, I don't know what. I mean, I got a spare battery for the Wells, and I got a spare battery for the Bofeng. The only thing I really use them for is, when I pull my ears out, I put in a little earplug, and I hook it up to the Bofeng, and I listen to mindless sports radio until I pass out.
WFAN puts you to sleep?
And I fall asleep listening to the radio, so I don't care because I just pop it in the treasure during the day.
Yeah, but the station that puts you to sleep is WFAN?
I can get AM on my phone, got no problem.
Yeah, it's on AM and FM. WFAN. I think it's either 1019 or whatever the other one is, 98.7. The sports talk radio. Like, we need two sports talk radio stations on FM. I don't get it. What do you mean talk? Wasn't FM created for music? Why do they have to kill FM with talk? Like, talk on AM, that's good enough, you know? Yeah, if you want high fidelity, switch it on HD radio.
Yeah, Artie, how do you, I forgot how you, I got the frequency now. How do you program it back into the memory channel? I forgot.
You have to find the menu, like whatever it is, 21 or 25, and that's the one that'll allow you to write to the memory.
It's been a while since I had that radio, but I know you gotta, the way I did it was shut the thing off after putting in the receive frequency and tone and duplex, shut it off and then turn it back on, and then put the transmit frequency in and then write it to the same memory. That's the way I did it.
And by the way, Artie, I listen to WCBS 880 on my Bofeng, or 77, or WOR. No problem.
I ever hit the lottery, I'm switching 77 back to music station. Really pissed me off, and I think it was 1980 when they switched it to talk. What a mess. Oh well. Everything's talk on AM. Unless you listen to 1250W, whatever the heck it is, MTR. And then they got one up in Pompton Lakes, WGHT, but that's hard to pick up over here.
77 Music Radio, WABC.
Yeah, that's it. I used to compete with NBC back and forth. At times they were playing the same song. Yeah. Don Imus. Man, that guy's still going, man. He's never going to retire.
Okay, Artie, you on what? I just did it. I programmed it. Now, what do I do next to put the... I forgot to program it again, but how do I do that? I forgot now.
What do you want to do now?
You know how you store it the first time and then it doesn't have the shift on it, then you gotta store it again and then it puts the shift on. I forgot it. What else was to do?
The way I do it, once you put in the receive frequency into the memory channel, then shut it off and then turn it back on again. And go make sure you're in VFO, put the transmit frequency, VFO, and it stores the same memory. That's the way I did it, and it always worked.
NK2BS, repeat.
Is if you set the offset in the memory, Brian, you go to the memory, and then you hit the star button, so it goes to the reverse. Now you go back to the menu, and you write to that same memory again, and that'll give you the offset.
Ooh, he's got... Will you repeat that last part again? I couldn't hear you. I had to put my volume on.
Okay, send me an email. I'll send you a flow chart. You're a very simple guy that does it 1, 2, 3. You go ahead and you program and you save it to a memory, all right? You have the offset all set, the tone set. Okay, fine. You save it to the memory you want. Now go to memory mode. Okay. Hit, I think, I don't know what it is. It's 1, 2, 3 up, which would be the pound sign, I think. And you'll see the display will change to the reverse frequency. Okay, at that point, hit the menu. It should still be on, you know, memory save or whatever they call it. Go ahead and save it again, and it will update it. So when you key up, it will transmit on the repeater input.
Okay, I'm going to give you my email. Oh, you can go on my QRZ page, and then you get it right there. Can you do that or no?
The only thing I don't remember, you might have to do it from the VFO mode, but yeah, you write it once to the memory, and then you put it in reverse, and then write to that memory again, and then that's what does it.
You could just use chirp. Chirp is the easy way to do it. Yeah, I get that. Program it a liar. Bring it over here, I'll punch it in the face for you. Program it a liar.
Sound like Murphy, KD2CPV.
That's the guy that's in, where the heck is he? He's in the Pine Barrens, but he's coming in really bad. Can you turn up the wattage?
You mean Bill? Is that Bill? Is that Bill? Oh my God. I hope you got fat today, Bill.
Yeah, you guys are 99% noise there, Bill.
How do I sound?
Why are we on this repeater? Because Brian wanted to go on VHF.
How do I sound, by the way? I'm off band repeating on my side.
Yeah, no problem.
Got cool. As long as it's working, it's a little better.
It don't sound as good as the base radio, but it's a little, you're back to low again, but I can hear you. What do you think, Todd? K2OM.
Well, you gotta remember, I'm using the Bofang. I don't even have the speaker mic, I'm just going straight into the Bofang. And I'm outside, so that's the way it is.
Yeah, the microphone hole, I think, is sort of corner left, I think.
Yeah, no, that's where I've been aiming my mouth at. Does that sound okay like this?
Yeah, that's a lot better.
Yeah, you know, I'm putting the radar from my face where you told me the microphone is because you can't see it because it's dark out.
Yeah, I know, the radio's black, it's dark out. Get some floodlights out there. Light it up like I do. I light up the night.
Yeah, well, I can hear the repeater. I've been in your VFO. I mean, I didn't set up the shift on it yet, but I can at least listen to it.
What, you want me to cross band you to Alpine and so you can hear yourself?
No, it's okay. This is better. Are you like this?
Yeah. That would have been funny though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, don't do that. Oh, I'm fine the way I am right here. Yeah, I kind of don't like the fact that radio, FTM 400, doesn't have the lock, like the same kind of, it only has crossband. It's making me think twice now if I even want it.
Why, you looked? Did you look in the manual? It might have it.
I don't know. You told me you didn't have it, so I'm not sure. I know it says it's cross banner. I didn't look to see if that's a lot. I mean, is lock banner piece as a Kenwood like phrase, or is that actually used? Is that what it's called for everything?
It's probably what it's called for everything. I'll ask. There's two people I can ask. N2DXX has one, and KC2JLI has one. They both have that radio. Got great audio, let me tell you. I heard that radio, and I was pissed off because I bought the 100. This guy came on, he was crystal clear. The best audio I ever heard.
Yeah, I gotta find out what this guy's name is. It's gonna drive me nuts.